Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop...
My wife is a f***ing 100% right. You're gonna defend him? You f***ing understand that?
That is the scariest tiny man I've ever seen
really?
In my life.
She's so hot.
I mean, Rihanna kills it every single time.
My biggest fear is that she is ugly.
What if she doesn't find him attractive?
Yeah, I think all of these women are playing a little bit of haircut roulette with these men, because that was like 50-50 up cut.
Oh my God.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. If tonight's show is not the best show you have ever seen, this is what we have for you. Hunter is going to take your mom out for Valentine's Day, okay? That's how committed we are.
Let's make this show a real stinker, because I'd love to take some moms out. I got no plans.
Yeah, you would. I just wanted to just, you know what, that's our commitment to our fans. If this show is not the best show, your mom is going to, or I think you'd show our fans moms nice times during
they
Valentine's Day.
They would be so happy. Job. And all of our fans would have a new dad. Think about that.
Right. Okay. It just got weird real quick. I'm sorry. I take it back. Just the show will be great. Okay. Big day here because we just got a first look at season 11 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's full of cheating rumors, and don't worry, people are still pounding the out of tables.
I don't even understand what's going on right now.
Everyone's marriage could look absolutely perfect on the outside.
But guess what? Things aren't always what they seem.
Anyone can be a cheater.
It was all a dream until it wasn't.
No one really knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Like, why are we out here rumors?
Like when he goes to the gym, he's screwing around.
Last night, the owner of the restaurant asked Melissa for her number. They've been texting all day.
Be careful what you say, because I'll never talk to you again.
Joe Giudice was bashing Joe Gorga.
How dare him say he's got dirt on me?
What are you going to say now? I should have stuck up for you.
That's f***ing bullshit, because you just f***ing stuck up for your ex-husband.
My wife is a f***ing 100% right. You're going to defend him? That piece of shit. He put my mother in a f***ing grave. You didn't understand that?
That is the scariest tiny man I've ever seen
really?
In my life.
You never seen Joe Pesci.
Oh, that's
that's a great point. He's like a Joe Pesci that doesn't have any guns, but he's just got big, angry arms.
It is interesting to me that, like, if there is a thought of cheating, that's, like, if you're the sister-in-law, you go directly to them and discuss this. You don't bring it up at, like, a group table to say, oh, so sounds like somebody might be being unfaithful.
No.
It's really messy.
I mean, have either of you ever gone off on a family member like that? Like at a family barbecue, Christmas, a holiday? Okay, that was fast. All right.
What was yours?
What happened, Nina?
What do you guys think it's one time?
What was the most memorable one?
I'm black on both sides. Okay? So, my whole life, every time we would get together.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, not maybe that. Yeah, I mean, my family is playing.
Are you flipping a
table? They're drinking, they're playing dominoes. People are talking about stuff from when they were kids. Like, yeah, people get rowdy. I feel like it's normal.
Nah, not for my family. Very passive.
Are you having fun?
No.
Hunter, what would you do? How would you handle it if you were accused of cheating?
If I was accused of cheating, I'd be like, who the f*** told her?
Yes.
You would legit run. You would run away.
Well, first of all, I don't cheat, so it wouldn't be an issue.
You've never cheated.
I've never cheated.
You haven't yet, your whole but life. You might.
No.
You might.
I'm not ruling anything out. Never say never, Justin Bieber, you know?
Oh, God, the things we learn. All right, and Rihanna shut it down on social, dropping this new Savage by Fenty ad. She shared this smoking hot video on her Instagram promoting her new Valentine's Day VIP poof box. She's so hot. It hurts.
Interesting shaped nipples. Almost look like hearts. I think she's the hottest. It's insane.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that she does really well is she's able to make the sexiest, like, most provocative style of clothing and everything just so classy and still look like we could air it on the show. We didn't have to blur anything out. We didn't have
That's
to do
true.
A disclaimer.
That's true.
She's just as classy.
Yeah. Rihanna... Yeah. Kills it every single time. So I really love how Savage by Fenty has really taken over the Victoria's Secret lane, where before when men would be like, I gotta get my girl something from Victoria's Secret, now everybody's trying to order something from Savage by Fenty.
Rihanna, the hottest. Yeah. Unbelievable. Do you guys have plans? I mean, I'm going to be in labor during Valentine's Day. I wanted to know what your guys' plans were. That's not going to be a frisky, fun Valentine's Day, let me tell you. I am going to be I'm going to need to be rolled over.
That could be Jordan's
still pregnant.
It could like you on your stomach.
Yeah, it's true.
I think.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't have any Valentine's Day plans yet, but who knows?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, one of these FaceTime dates goes well. We show each other our COVID tests. You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Right,
and then
right.
we ended up getting together. That would be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could lose my virginity.
That would be
Valentine's
awesome.
Valentine's Day 2021.
All right. Nick Cannon is back for round two with model LaNisha Cole. Their relationship ended the first time after Nick got another girl pregnant, but now all is well, and they spent date night getting tattoos.
Oh, my God.
She's stunning. Oh, my God. He gets all these hot-ass women. LaNisha's tat says,
Whoa.
King Cannon.
He's doing a lot.
All of these women are, like, catches. They're 10s out of 10s. They're so beautiful. Like, why are they putting up with this?
Honey, girl.
Like, what's going on here?
He's wearing those, like, diamond-studded slippers.
I should have known.
He has money, and I think that thing is thanging.
I think he's charming. I think he's probably
You do.
You charming with whack means nothing. I'm going to tell you right now. You could be as charming as you want.
I want
it's whack, you're not getting King Cannon on your neck or wherever she got it. I promise you.
We're not here for whack. If you thought we were.
I'm sorry. There's no charm in the world that a woman is putting King Cannon if he's not putting it down. That's not happening.
I agree.
Hunter, she's not saying you have whack at all.
She's not saying I have whack.
She's
not saying I have whack, but she was looking at me. And
you're
she was yelling
me.
At me. You know? It felt personal.
And you're the only one with a penis.
Well, you want me to look? I'll look at Morgan.
And no one's ever gotten King March tattooed on their
King
body,
March.
So I must have whack.
No, I have to say, King March does not have the ring that King Cannon has.
King Cannon sounds great.
It doesn't.
It does sound good.
King Cannon sounds like
She's
a name.
Definitely
like it should be one of his
King
children's
Cannon
names.
During sex, for sure.
Ugh, gross.
Wow.
That is disgusting.
Nina brought it out. We'll stay tuned for what that tattoo turns into.
God bless.
Next subject. This is our favorite girl. Larsa Pippen, guys, didn't watch The Tiger King, apparently, because she just visited Doc Antle's wildlife park. She posed with some tigers and a monkey. That's a real photo. Doc Antle was the tiger handler that rode elephants, had a harem of women, and was charged with animal trafficking.
Awesome.
Larsa, man. These photos are so insane.
What's wrong with her?
They don't even look real. She's doing a lot. She and Nick Cannon right now doing a whole lot.
That's an interesting
lot.
Couple
I don't
right
know what's
there.
Going
Larsa
on.
And Nick Cannon, I feel like, would be...
That was self-destruct.
That's like the Antichrist being born a little bit, you
oh,
know?
Boy.
It's like this combo
the
of two evils.
Of toxic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess apparently she brought her children to this park, which I just don't
yes.
know. Like, it's one thing for you to do a photo op that's really crazy, but to bring your kids with this... I mean, this guy literally was charged with two felony accounts with connection to wildlife trafficking. Not a good dude. There were also, like, misdemeanor counts of violating the Endangered Species Act. Like, this guy is not a good dude.
No.
I don't know why you bring your kids to this park. Girl, if you don't go to the San Diego Zoo and quit playing... It's too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
All three of us, let's go to the San Diego Zoo February 14th. We'll do it for Valentine's Day.
Okay. Can you imagine Morgan having her baby on a damn safari? We would never make it out that thing.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We have to take a break. But up next, a 90 Day Fiancé cast member busted getting freaky with his ex. Can you even believe it? Plus, Married at First Sight is back in a guy's bedroom. Demands has pissed off fans.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Has a new show on Discovery Plus, and it's all about reliving some of the cringiest moments, like when your fiance plays piano on his ex's ass for a living.
I can be your dance partner.
Okay.
I can get all the tips.
Yeah.
Who is this person he's dancing with?
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend.
For how long was he his girlfriend?
I don't know.
Gotta watch out here. Especially when he's dancing that night and you're home alone.
Ooh. So wait, one of our producers thought that was a piano?
That's true. It's not a piano.
Clearly a drum.
Yeah, that's more of a drum, I agree. That's a drum.
When your fiance plays piano on his ex's ass for a living.
Yeah.
That's a drum. He's just Mozart. Horrible setting piano.
Agreed. Definitely a drum.
That's funny.
The girlfriend in denial or fiance in denial? Do we think he's sleeping with the ex? I think if you're usually that open and you're being that physical with an ex-girlfriend, you're not sleeping.
You think
with
so?
I don't know. I
agree with that
around.
A little bit.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I agree with that a little bit, Morgan. But I also think when you're that physical with an ex ever, it's like, you know when sometimes you think you're completely over your ex, you see them out, and then you give them a hug, and you're like, they smell nice, you know?
Oh,
like,
I love
feels
you so much.
Good.
That's cute that
I'm
you hug your exes in public.
Oh, I don't hug my exes ever. So we don't have to worry about that with me. But there was that moment in the beginning, like right out of the relationship.
Okay, yeah.
You see them, you give them a hug, and then you hold the hug a little long, and you both go, uh-oh, we're going to have sex, right? And then they go, yeah.
Okay, I think this might be a you thing.
Right? And then she doesn't call you, and you're like,
I think this might be a you thing. I don't know. I think, listen, her suggesting that she should be the dance partner, that's not going to happen. That's why he was laughing like that. He's like, sure, okay.
Yeah.
You know, never gonna happen. I don't know if she has anything to be insecure about. I mean, he did invite her. You guys are right. So, you know, but I think he can't dance with somebody else or start a new like performance.
Yeah.
Or,
why her?
You know, why does it have to be your ex?
Yeah, I think once you get used to a certain drum set, it's hard to change.
Okay. Not a lot of people can do this, to be fair.
Good.
You do have to have...
That's
you
true.
Know,
I mean, who's splitting their legs open upside down?
Handstand.
Yeah. I mean, if you are doing that, why is he leaving?
Do you and Jordan dance? I mean, not like this, obviously, but do you and Jordan, have you guys had dances together?
How do you know I can't do this?
Because I don't think...
I got engaged real quick. How do you know I can't do that?
You better talk your
9 months later, second husband. Oh, we're moving on. Okay, we have more good news. Married at First Sight is back.
Amazing.
Last night, season 12 premiered. Introduced us to the couples, and we already see some red flags from one groom. Chris is a former pastor who has high standards for his future wife.
I want to be married at first sight because I want a woman that is not after me for my money. She's intelligent, submissive, sexy, good in bed, and a freak. A life without those things would be a sad Christopher with blue balls.
What are your guys' like biggest fear when you first meet her?
My biggest fear is that she is ugly.
She's what?
That she's ugly.
Oh.
She wouldn't say ugly. I was worried about maybe a little bit that I wouldn't be attracted to her.
What would y'all do if she was ugly?
I love that his fears about her? What if she doesn't find him attractive?
Yeah, I think all of these women are playing a little bit of haircut roulette with these men, because that was like 50-50 good cuts, 50-50 up cuts.
This guy's 27. He's not ready to get married.
No.
Most of them were in their 30s, and they were obviously not on the same page as him. Like, they were kind of, they looked like, you know, this, he was very immature having that conversation with grown men who were turned off by what he was saying, which I love.
To play devil's advocate on that a little bit, he said, my biggest fear is that she's ugly. And then he goes to the other guy who's all high and mighty. He goes, well, my biggest fear would that she would be unattractive. That's the same thing.
No, it's not attracted
it's not
to her.
Thing. It's upon not. First sight. No. We're not judging based on personality.
But it's one thing.
But not being attracted to somebody doesn't mean they're ugly physically.
You can be, there are so many men that, like, on, like, Hollywood standard are, like, the it guy that I think are attractive. I'm not attracted to them.
Mm.
So it's
yes,
more about...
Agreed.
Is this person, like, can you see yourself with this person? You not being attracted to somebody, they can be perfectly fine, attractive, but you have to feel a little something. That's a difference.
Right. Okay. I agree. I grow on this show every day.
Still, you know, you're still in your 20s. You're still in your 20s thing.
Moving on. Tom Cruise reportedly just bought 2 fancy new robots to enforce COVID rules on the set of Mission Impossible 7. That's creepy. According to The Sun, the robots will patrol during filming and can test people for the coronavirus. So maybe the robots will help avoid moments like this.
I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're fired. Gone.
All right, who are you guys more afraid of, COVID bots or Tom Cruise?
I'm more afraid of Tom Cruise, I think.
You are?
Same.
Than a COVID bot?
Oh, please.
Yeah,
I can
scary.
Take somebody yelling at me. The COVID bot sounds a little scary.
Really?
Yeah.
No, see, I have no fear of technology. I'm waiting for that moment, that Terminator moment where they take over. I don't care.
It's going to happen.
But Tom Cruise?
Nah.
He's a terrifying person.
Is he?
Yeah.
Scary. He's scary, man. I would not want to piss Tom Cruise off.
I'm just not scared of him.
You're
He's not scary to me. I should take back that I'm not scared of him, because actually they're doing a good service, because they're patrolling the sites and then they can give you on-the-spot COVID tests. So maybe that, you know, him yelling is a little more scary, only for COVID reasons, not because I think he's intimidating.
Yeah, I think now I am scared. If they're giving the COVID test, I am scared, because at least with the woman that's out there, I can always say, I get nosebleeds really easily. You know, she'll go easy on me. Yeah. With the robot, he's not gonna be able to understand me.
All right, we have to take a break, but up next, Dirty Dancing almost lands a woman in the hospital.
Oh.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Our producers weren't hugged enough growing up, as you probably already know, so now they find comfort in weird on the internet. So who is ready for
Dose of Soge?
All right, if you've had too much to drink, you may not want to try any crazy moves. A dance teacher tried to recreate the lift scene from Dirty Dancing, and let's just say it did not land.
Oh my God. Oh.
I just want to say, before anything, she was perfectly fine. Her neck is not broken and shattered into 1,051 pieces. Because what is... Why did he do... Why is he tossing...
I can't even look at it.
Yeah, she's okay, though. But that doesn't look fun. The good news is she just had some bruises and some soreness, which is very lucky. Because if that would have been any of us, that would have been a crack neck.
All she had was internal bruises. She's in a neck brace.
That doesn't look... She's
Thank
okay.
you.
I don't ever get a bruise and
Guys,
get a neck brace on.
She did spend a night in the hospital.
So, yeah, she had a neck brace and spent the night in the hospital. So, there you go.
That's rough.
Not good. Don't do this. Don't recreate it. The movie did it. It's iconic enough. You don't need to do this at home all the time.
My dad, once we were on a trampoline at my mom's house, and my dad was doing backwards.
Don't keep
he was on the trampoline.
Cool.
He went to do a backflip, and he landed on his, like... Like here,
He's
and his feet went
it.
Over his head, and he cracked his sternum. His body folded so much, and
I don't even blame you for this.
How do you?
We brought you into this.
This is
territory.
Warning signs you ignore.
Yeah, we did a whole bit about
I
this.
I know.
Woman.
That's why I have to sit here and listen to it.
And my dad ended up being
folding,
okay.
Cracking your sternum.
I see. Yeah, he's
Great.
In Costa Rica now. He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a dummy, but he's
yeah, he is.
Physically
he also,
fine.
No. And this woman took revenge on an ex to a new level. But did she go too far?
You'd be mad at that.
Glitter bombing your ex. Freak,
so you'd be mad at that.
I'd be furious.
I feel like glitter, is glitter that hard?
So would I.
Can't you just vacuum it up?
It's like notoriously difficult to clean up.
It's a pain in the ass.
But I also think she kind of missed some key spots, like do the bed, do the desk. Like she did a little bit on the carpet, which is easy to vacuum.
Apparently, he wasn't even that impressed by it. I went on this TikTok, was in the comments looking at her, responding to everybody. And she said he got home and was like, glitter? Like, he wasn't even that. He didn't feel like... He was like, all right.
Nah.
You're getting off light. You cheat on somebody and she puts glitter everywhere. Big deal.
So she threw it, like, into the bathtub. Glitter's She's like, pretty. Good luck getting rid of this.
Right. Yeah.
Don't turn on that water.
Yeah. Morgan, have you ever gotten back at an ex who did something f***ed up?
No. I've never done that. Anything like that. I've, like, screamed at people, obviously.
I haven't either. Don't
no, I've
like
never.
That.
No. No.
I swear I
no,
haven't.
No. This kind of
I
stuff.
I that kind of
You need to have no life.
No.
life. Meanwhile, in pet news, a kitty named Lunch got a taste of the treat for the first time and went berserk.
Okay, I need you to stop. Okay, that's enough. That's less self-control, please.
Oh my.
Can we?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Cute.
That is what makes me like cats. Like yeah, we like cats.
That was cute.
It said cat crack
I
on
still
the
don't like them more. Yeah.
You're not supposed to give them the whole jar.
I don't know.
That's why you're supposed to give them like a little sprinkle. Dang, what is in this stuff that makes cats go so crazy?
We just see this cat like three God, months later, f***ed up teeth, just scratching at its neck.
We're out of time. I'm just going to leave it there. We hope you have a great holiday weekend, and we will see you guys next Tuesday when we are back for
Tuesday.
A brand new Nightly Up.
Happy holidays.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.